first, is there a government shutdown in the works here in Washington? A $1.1 trillion spending bill is at stake down on Capitol Hill as lawmakers go through details on the bill that they hope to pass today to avoid another government shutdown. That involves a process of putting in riders on this and that, $5.4 billion to fight Ebola, repeals on trucking safety rules, white potatoes back on the list of nutritious foods for women and children, keeping the sage grouse off the endangered species list. I could go on with this list, right, Todd?
You could, because there are dozens of them. Hi, John.
Hi. They want to block the legalization of marijuana in D.C., which voters approved 2-1 in November, and it's all to prevent a shutdown of the government. And this could be a moment for Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, it turns out.
Well, Elizabeth Warren's having a big moment. And John, as long as we're talking about jargon today, I've got some for you.
Great.
This giant bill is called an omnibus. $1.1 trillion funds nearly the entire government through next September. That's why it's so big. But there's also a continuing resolution attached to it. We don't have to go into a lot of the reasons why. It's about immigration, and Republicans don't like Barack Obama's executive action on immigration. A continuing resolution is called a CR. So CR plus omnibus is cromnibus. And that's what this bill is called in Capitol Hill jargon. $1.1 trillion cromnibus. Will it pass tonight is the question. John, we're reprising some old ground. John Boehner doesn't have the votes to pass this big bill. He needs Democrats. But Democrats discovered, rank-and-file Democrats discovered a couple of provisions that they do not like in this bill, particularly another rider that undoes some of those Wall Street reforms, those Dodd-Frank reforms. We'll explain them in a second, but this got up the ire of one Elizabeth Warren, who started having a Ted Cruz moment when she saw this provision. She took to the Senate floor. Listen to Elizabeth Warren.
Who does Congress work for? Does it work for the millionaires, the billionaires, the giant companies with their armies of lobbyists and lawyers? Or does it work for all the people?
I don't recognize that from Dr. Seuss. That seems like an actual speech.
Well, it was an actual speech, except why did I say Elizabeth Warren is going Ted Cruz? Because she took on Democrats, not just Republicans for this provision. And that's a classic Cruzian move. Embarrass Republicans when you're not pure on conservative values. Well, Elizabeth Warren is the populist. Liberals want her to run for president. They're desperate for her to challenge Hillary Clinton. She says she's not running, by the way. But John, this Wall Street provision, what does it do? It got slipped into this bill at the last second. Derivatives trading, swaps, you remember those, got us into a lot of trouble in the housing crisis. Under the Dodd-Frank bill, see, right now big banks can trade derivatives on accounts that are backed by you, the taxpayer. There's lots of different ways to do that. But if those deals go belly up, ultimately the taxpayers could be on the hook. And the Dodd-Frank reforms say you got to move those out. You can't trade derivatives and swaps anymore, at least some of them, with taxpayer-backed money. You can't cover your risk like that. Citigroup and other big banks, they hate that. They want to keep it the way it is. And this provision, in part, would help them do that. It's worth billions. So Elizabeth Warren, who has earned a reputation for challenging the big banks, found out about this, took to the Senate floor, and went right after Democrats. She said, hey, Nancy Pelosi, hey, Democrats, John Boehner needs you. He can't pass this thing without you. I'm challenging you. Listen to Elizabeth Warren.
I urge my colleagues in the House, particularly my Democratic colleagues, whose votes are essential to moving this package forward, to withhold support from it until this risky giveaway is removed from the legislation. We all need to stand and fight this giveaway to the most powerful banks in this country.
So is the clock ticking here?
It is, John. Government funding runs out tonight at midnight. Congress is not going to make that deadline. That means they're going to pass a couple of short-term CRs. You can call it cromnibus if you want to get into the jargon, because they have to build a little bit of a bridge to avoid a shutdown. They might wind up getting this passed, by Friday night or Saturday or Sunday. Nobody knows for sure. But it's not for sure that John Boehner is going to be able to pass this bill today with Republicans. He needs Democrats. Nancy Pelosi stuck her neck out and said, we don't like this provision. We're going to find out today how much Democrats in the House respond to Senator Elizabeth Warren and her liberal populist calls to defeat this banking provision.
Cromnibus. It sounds a little more like an indie metal band than jargon, but I like it. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.
This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.